Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Mishnah Yud Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leili Nishmas Rabbi Avraham ben Rav Meir, his neshama should have an aliyah, and Leili Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua ben Rav Noach Halevi, his neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Arba Achen Nisuin Arba Noshim, four brothers who are married to four women. They're not sisters, they're just four random women. Vamesu, and all these brothers died. And there's a few more brothers as well. So Imratza Gadol Shebehem Liyabe Meskulon, if the older brother would like to do Yibum to all these women, Harshas Biyadai, he's allowed to do that because all these women are coming from different husbands. However, Mishaya Nasi L'shtei Nashim, if one brother is married to two women, Vames, and that brother dies, Biyasai Chalitzasa Shal Achas Mehen, Parteres Tzarasa, the marriage or Chalitz of one of them patters the Tzara. And we've learned this multiple times before that when there's two wives coming from one brother, the other brother only does Yibam or Chalitza to one of them. Now the Mishnah tells us something new. Haisa Achas Ksheira, let's say one of them is Kasher, Va'achas Psula, and one of them is Pasul. Meaning, one of these wives is kosher to marry a kayin, and one of them is pasul to marry a kayin. And why is she pasul? So let's say she was divorced from her previous husband before she married this one. We know Grusha is not allowed to marry a kayin. So what does the surviving brother do? Im haya chaylets, if he decides that he's going to do chalitza, chaylets lapsula. So then he should do chalitza to the one who's pasul to marry a kayin, because anyway she's pasul to marry a kayin, and chalitza doesn't make her any more pasul, and that means that the other wife, who didn't get chalitza, is still allowed to marry a kayin. However, im haya miyabim, if the brother decides to do yibum, miyabim lakshera, he could even do yibum to the one who's kosher to a kayin. And moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis, hamachzer grushasai, someone who remarries the woman whom he divorced. And this is referring to a man who was married to a woman, divorced her, then she got married to somebody else. Then that other fellow either divorced her or died, and her original husband decided to remarry her, which is usser. Or someone who marries the woman whom he did chalitza to after he did chalitza to her, which we know is usser. Or if he marries a relative of someone whom he did chalitza to, which we learned about earlier in this parak is usser. Yaitzi, he has to divorce her. Vavlad mamzer, and a child that's born from them, if a child is born, is a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And we're going to learn more about Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the next Mishnah. Chamayim, the Chamim say, in a Vlad Mamzer, the child's not a Mamzer. Umaydim, however, the Chamim agree, b'naisei krevas grushasai, if someone marries the relative of the wife whom he divorced, Shavlad Mamzer, then the child born from them is a Mamzer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Gimel discussing when a child will be a Mamzer and when not. And on to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.